There is a three-part formula to creating perfect content every time. Your content needs to help your audience, your business, and help the social channel you're publishing it to. If your content doesn't help your audience, your business, and the social channel it's on, it's going to fail. Hi, I'm David Zimbicki, and you're about to learn how to grow from struggling solopreneur to successful virtual CEO of your own expert business. Your knowledge and skills can change lives and make the world a better place. Are you ready to hit the accelerator to scale your results and impact? Then it's time to build your expert business. Let's quickly look at each part of the formula. First, content that helps your audience. This goes without saying, well, I guess I just did. Your content should first help your audience. Help is broad on purpose. It could be a tutorial or a how-to article. It could be challenging norms or presenting new opportunities or making a connection with them and so on. If your content doesn't help your audience, there's no reason for them to subscribe or come back for more. When it does help them, that's when you get a follower, a subscriber, or a customer. When you help them consistently, you get a fan or a promoter. So the first part of the perfect content formula is creating something that helps your target audience. The second element is content that helps your business. I covered this in detail a few videos ago on how to create a revenue-generating content strategy, but the gist of it is that each piece of the content you create also needs to help your business in some way. The content needs to help by either attracting new audience, converting them into customers, or retaining and ascending them to your higher ticket programs. If your content doesn't do both, then it's not effective or sustainable. The simplest way to do this is to always have a call to action in your content that asks people to take the next step of your buyer's journey. That could be opting in for a lead magnet, registering for a free masterclass, offering a discovery call, or anything along those lines. The way you do this is to plan your content so that it creates a gap between your audience's current state and their goal. Your content creates the gap, then partially addresses it, with the call to action being how to close the gap completely. An example is this very piece of content now. You have a goal of creating content that helps your business, and I'm creating a gap by showing you that there's a three-part formula, and you're probably missing one or more of the parts. Then I'm partially filling that gap by showing you what those are, so the content is helpful to you, but then there will be a call to action at the end about how to get more help with your content efforts, like via my programs and services. Getting you to take that next step is the business goal of this content. The third is content that helps the social channel that it's on. The final element is the one that most people miss. We all want our organic traffic to get picked up and promoted for free by the social networks. If not viral, we at least want a lot of reach so we attract more followers and subscribers. To do that, you have to understand and leverage the algorithms of the various social networks. Here's a simple example of what not to do. Publish your content on your blog, then go on all your social channels and write a post that says, check out my new blog post on XYZ, or create a YouTube video, then on all the other social channels, put up a link to your YouTube video. Why not do those? Because those posts don't help the social networks you're publishing them on. You're basically taking traffic away from them by sending your reader somewhere else. Instead, if you first ask, how can I help the social network? It'll lead you to do things like post your content natively on each social network, put the full blog post up as a post on Facebook and LinkedIn, put it up as a thread on Twitter or Threads, put it up as a video on YouTube. Why? Well, first, you're putting new native content on each platform, which is what they want and need. Second, you're meeting your audience where they are so they can consume from the platform they like the most. If your content is useful to your audience, then it'll generate likes and shares on each platform, which are the signals that the algorithms look for to give your content broader reach. If you're seriously focused on growing one channel, say your YouTube channel, then an alternative strategy is to publish the full video there only. Then on the other social networks, publish short highlights, quotes, and so forth from the video. Then in the first comment under those native posts, you can have a link to the full YouTube video. But what about SEO or getting traffic to my website or getting pixel data for my ads? All great questions, all things we need our content to do, and here's how. The calls to action at the end of your content can ask people to take the next step at your website, like head over to my website for the free resources mentioned. You can put a link into the first comment under your post and link it to your landing page, your link in bio, or similar. For your high performing content, you can turn the post into an ad with a call to action to go to your landing page or sales funnel. Again, this is aligned to the social network's need as you're paying for traffic, and in return, they're fine with you sending that paid traffic off their site. So here's how to put this in action. As you plan your next piece of content, make sure it includes all three elements of the perfect content formula. Create content that actually helps your audience. Make sure the content has a call to action or helps the audience take a step that's also helpful to your business goals. Then publish the content across all the social networks, either natively to each or focusing on one, but then posting highlights natively on all the others. Then here's my call to action. If you want help taking each video record and having us professionally edit it, turn it into 20 assets and then 100 social media posts every week, then check out my expert business content engine, and there'll be a link in that below this video. Hey, did you know that there's a private Facebook group for this podcast? Inside the group, I've also unlocked one of our most important programs all about how to build and scale your expert business. Whether it's online courses, memberships, coaching, masterminds, or anything in between, the Build Your Expert Business podcast and Facebook group are all about helping you accelerate your results. I'd like to personally invite you to join us in the group. Just head over to expertbusiness.com/FB group. Thanks, and I'll see you on the inside.